sound all snotty.
Okay, hi, my name is Alex Donaldson.
Hi.
And I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 25th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Craig Williams. I forgot my age. 32. I'm originally from Stoke, but I now live in Altrincham.
And how are you doing today?
Good, apart from the cold that I've managed to pick up. I'm good. A bit nervous.
So, could I ask you to talk a little bit about how you initially heard about the project?
I think it was during the Easter holidays, and I saw all about it on the BBC website and the kind of launch of it, and I've always quite liked sort of Gormley's work, and I thought, yeah, why not, let's apply, never thinking for a second that I'd get picked. It just sounded like an interesting kind of thing to go and stand there and do what you want for an hour.
So how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Stunned, absolutely stunned, because you enter different things to do things or to enter competitions and never ever expect to get picked. So I was quite stunned, and then thought, right, what do I do? What am I going to do while I'm up there?
So could you talk a little bit about your ideas for your hour today?
Just to relax and take, I think it's nice that I've kind of got lunchtime and just go up and take a little sort of break in a place where only 2,400 people are going to go. It's not somewhere that people normally are. And just, I've just got various things. I've got a book and an iPod and a camera, and I'm just going to enjoy the view and enjoy relaxing for an hour, especially as it's a really sunny day.
So have you got anybody with you today watching in particular?
Yeah, my girlfriend's come down with me, Liz, and I know that a few of my friends are watching it online, and two or three other friends are coming during their lunch break, who live in London, are coming to have a look for a bit, which is quite nice of them.
So do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
I'm not sure. It's something so different that I'd be interested to see what effect it does have, sort of being up there, being actually quite surrounded by people, yet being quite isolated for an hour, in a way, will be quite an interesting experience. And I'll wait and see what it feels like. That's why I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I've got various options, and I might just do something completely different.
So, how are you feeling about the live streaming?
Fine. It's a shame I haven't like got a laptop or something to communicate with. It'd be quite good to be able to communicate with people. I think some of my friends will probably text me, and I can do Twitter messages from my phone, so I'll probably do a bit of that. Kind of taking advantage, I've got a company I work for, and we've got a website put onto the top, so might get a bit of business out of it.
So could you talk a little bit about yourself, kind of what you do for a living?
I've just changed jobs this month. I'm now working for a kind of sportswear and uniform company, sort of organising uniforms and corporate clothing. Small firm looking to possibly be running it myself in a couple of years, which is nice. I've just come out of doing teaching, which I found really hard. I've worked in graphic design and went travelling around the world for a year, which was a really cool experience. And I'm just looking forward to sort of moving on now. I feel like I've just reached a new chapter in my life.
So how long did you teach for?
3 years, including the training, just which perhaps doesn't seem like a very long time, but I just found it incredibly stressful and not what I thought it would be before I went into it, and I was quite relieved when I decided not to carry on.
Why do you think you found it so difficult?
I think the levels of sort of paperwork and bureaucracy and the things above and beyond the fact of just teaching and being with the children that just seem to detract from the job, and you kind of I felt I was working every night, every weekend, and never had a chance to have some space for myself, which is why an hour on there would be quite lovely.
What age group were you teaching?
Primary. I spent the last 2 terms teaching 5 to 7 year olds. So it can be quite rewarding, but you don't seem to get enough time to spend with the children. There's always some assessments or paperwork to do or something like that.
So,
sorry.
You're working at the moment. You said you also went travelling.
Yeah.
Whereabouts did you go and why did you decide to take a year out?
Initially it was my girlfriend's idea, but I grew round to it. The idea of spending a year rather than just taking weeks or 2 weeks here and there, a chance to really explore places, was really good. And not doing it straight after university, having worked for a bit and matured, you got a better. I felt like I got a better experience. We went to America and Canada, across to Fiji, and then spent 4 months, or nearly 4 months in Australia and 4 months in New Zealand, and then we did Southeast Asia, India and Nepal, and it was just an amazing year, really fantastic year.
And did you meet various people? Did you work at all while you were out there?
Yeah, we met lots of different people. Met a few people travelling in different places and met up with them again in others, and some of who we've kept in touch with and some of who maybe not so much. We worked a little bit in Melbourne, in Australia, and then in New Zealand we worked for 2 months in a place called Franz Josef by a glacier and rainforests, and a really stunning location. Hard work, but it helped to pay for the rest of the trip, so it was worth it.
So whereabouts were you born? Where did you kind of grow up?
I was born in Stoke-on-Trent. I grew up, spent my whole life in Stoke until going to university in 96. My parents are still there and I go back. I support Stoke City, so I go back and watch the matches. Moved to Warrington to go to university. And then after university, I moved to Manchester and have lived in Manchester ever since.
Can I ask what you studied at university?
Yeah, I did media studies and business management, focusing on multimedia journalism and the media studies section.
So you've always been a Stoke. You're wearing a Stoke football shirt?
Yeah, I'm wearing a Stoke shirt. One of the first things I did when I kind of found out I got a place was I sort of put a message on Facebook or somewhere saying that I've got a place on the plinth and I don't know what I'm going to do, and one of my friends sent me a message straight back saying I don't know what you're going to do, but you know what you have to wear, and I knew straight away what he meant. I had to wear a Stoke shirt, so I show my allegiance.
So you're in Manchester at the moment?
Yes.
Are you happy staying there long term?
Yeah, I'd like to stay there for a while. There's places I still want to go and visit and travel, but I like the size of Manchester. I like the fact that there's always something going on. It's not quite as big and bustling as London, but it's big enough that, I mean, if somebody comes to the UK to do a concert tour and they're only going to do two places, they do London and they do Manchester. There's arts events going on, sporting events, and it's never far to the countryside where we live. In Altrincham, we're kind of 15 minutes from the centre of Manchester, but only 5 minutes from country parks and beautiful places to go and explore.
So would you say you're interested in the arts?
Parts of the arts. I like sort of the kind of music and film kind of side of the arts rather than the sort of high culture, perhaps. I like going to some art exhibitions and things, like I've been to see the Another Place figures and things like that, and I like going to see the big art projects. I went up to the Northeast at New Year with some friends. On the way back we stopped off and had a look at the Angel of the North, which was just, it's stunning when you drive past, but even more so when you go and look at it. And I like seeing those kind of things. I wouldn't say I'm a passionate supporter of the arts, but I like doing bits and bobs, things that appeal to me.
What do you think of this project so far?
I think it's really clever. I like the way people across the country are being represented. I like the fact that it's people can do what they like, as little or as much as they like. I hadn't necessarily followed it all the time it's been on because of different things that have been going on in my life, but I've, over the last few weeks as it's got nearer, I've been sort of looking at what different people have done, and it's just, it's really interesting that people have interpreted it in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. And as an individual, how do you think you'll kind of contribute to the project or fit into the project as a whole?
Well, I'm one of the 2,400 doing it, so I've got that sort of percentage of the time. I don't think my hour will necessarily stand out compared to what some people have done, because that's not who I am. I'm not a big extrovert, which is quite surprising that I applied for it, but I suppose I applied not thinking I'd get on. Seeing some of the people that have worn suits or done quite massive things, those kind of people will be remembered and some of the other people won't be, but I'll just enjoy my part and I'll have my little piece of history.
Would you say you're trying to conquer any kind of fears through doing this?
No, I don't think so. It's not, there's a bit of nervousness about kind of being on show, but then, you know, there's, when we walked across the square this morning, there's probably a couple of hundred people there, but only a few are looking at the person on there, so there's a little bit there, but I don't think there's real nervousness.
So just to go back to your hour, what are your hopes, fears, expectations?
Hope is that I just enjoy it and manage to relax and unwind for the hour. I suppose looking at it, there's no ledge or anything along the edge, so there's a fear that you could slip or something. I thought the biggest fear is it could rain, but looking outside, I don't think it's going to rain. And my expectation is just to really enjoy it. If I decide to settle down, I've got a book with me that I really can't get into, so an hour all on my own would be quite good.
And have you brought you've brought somebody with you today?
Yeah, my girlfriend Liz.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so.